You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Goes our curtain on a stirring wash day melodrama, full of villains with dark, dirty looks. And a lovely lady in distress. The name of our play is The Wash Day Dilemma, or The Curse of an Aching Back. Now let's introduce the characters. First, Dirty Workshirt, a very tough customer.
Sure, I'm tough. Just try to make me come clean.
Second, Streaky Towel, the cause of lots of wash day trouble.
You bet. It's no cinch to get me white.
And a third wash day problem, Miss Rayon Slip.
I'm warning you. Handle me carefully.
Now, the lovely lady who's faced with these three kinds of wash, she might be you.
Oh, dear, what'll I do? If I use that strong old soap for the work shirts, it's too hard on those nicer colored washables.
Now, right there, in dashes our hero to the rescue. Yes, madam, here's New Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap that does everything. All three kinds of wash. Does gets dirty work shirts clean, streaky towels white, yet it's really safe for pretty rayon undies. In fact, Does is far safer for those fussy colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap.
Say, this Does sounds wonderful. Did you say it gets towels white, too?
You bet. You've never seen whiter washes than New Does gives you. Actually, Does gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But won't it take lots of scrubbing?
No, ma'am. No soap made gets clothes white easier than New Does. There's no hard scrubbing and no boiling.
Imagine this one soap doing so much.
Yes, it's amazing. Just try it. You'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. Ask for Does, D-U-Z, today in that big red and white box. It does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. The whole family, father, mother, brother, and Rosie, heard Walter speak to his mother on the telephone. They heard him say what well might be delightful news and what very well may become ominous and foreboding. Walter said he was breaking off his engagement to Norma. He said he loved Rosie. For Rosie, of course, it was a great triumphant feeling, but just what it meant for Walter, Molly isn't sure. There is a certain element in his nature, a revolt against his family, which Molly feels may be more important to him than his love for Rosie, a feeling of rebellion that may very well be what he thinks is love. Anyway, he said what he said, and now he looks at all of them.
Well, you are all here. Mr. Goldberg, Mrs. Goldberg, Rosie. You heard what I said to my mother. Now she knows. And there should be no doubt in your minds either. I love Rosie, and if there's anything you want to say to me, why...
I would like to talk to you, Walter, yes.
Papa, darling.
Rosalie, Papa wants to talk to Walter. Come. Come inside. Sammy, please. Excuse me.
Sit down, Walter. I hope you realize to the utmost what the words you spoke mean to my daughter and to us. Each word spoken, Walter, carries with it a tremendous responsibility.
I know that.
I hope so. But, Walter, my fullest and complete approval I must withhold from you.
Why?
Because to me you are a total stranger.
It won't take very long to...
Perhaps not. But at the moment, I only know a certain thing about you. If you are not a spoiled young man, I'll be very much surprised.
Mr. Goldberg, why... You...
It's not your fault. Being born with a golden spoon is not what it seems. It takes a big person a lot of living to overcome its disadvantages.
Mr. Goldberg, I'm here tonight because I've made up my mind that my parents can't buy me off with that golden spoon. There are certain things that I want to do, certain things that I believe in and think. And someone I like very much, your daughter. All these mean much more to me than all the advantages my parents have to offer.
Nevertheless, I don't believe in children defying their parents.
I'm not defying my parents as parents, Mr. Goldberg. I'm simply telling them that I won't marry whom they think will make them happy. I won't give up people I like because they're not rich or well-placed. I'm not ready to sell out to the money my mother made or the things that money can buy.
Your defiance may mean that your family will cut you off.
From what?
Can you stand on your own feet? If your mother decides
I'm not looking for an easy life, Mr. Goldberg, but the right kind of life that I think is right for me. If I have to stand on my own feet, I will. It's nothing to think about. It's not important.
Very well. But, Walter...
Papa, darling, I...
Where's Mama?
Inside. Shall I call her?
No. I'll go.
What did my father say?
I've convinced him that I ought to be allowed to come and see you.
I've caused so much trouble, haven't I, Walter?
Of course you have.
Walter, I...
You didn't want me to agree with you, did you? You wanted me to say you hadn't, but you have. It's not the trouble that you've caused that counts. It's the happiness that may come.
But what about Norma, Walter?
Let my mother comfort Norma. It's none of our concern.
She told me she loved you.
I can't help that. I don't love her, and that's the important thing. How could I love Norma when... You were here. And...
I never thought that day at the station when I left for Florida. The day that Norma and your mother were coming. I never thought that the day would come when they would have to leave because of me.
You don't have to take responsibility for anything, Rosie. I'll take it. Norma and my mother are leaving because I want them to. Because they realize that they can't tell me who to like or what to like or what to do.
And what's going to happen now?
Whatever we want to happen, Rosie. I'll be staying at Dr. Cater's. We'll see each other. We'll be here at Lassenberry together. I can't think of anything nicer.
Neither can I. It'll be wonderful, Walter, with the summer almost here, being with someone you like.
It'll be swell. And while we're taking life easy here, my family will find out that it's possible to live without them supervising every breath I breathe.
Rosalie? Papa wants you.
All right, Mom.
Walter, I have only one thing to say to you. You're very young, and Rosalie is too young. But, of course, that's only my opinion. I'm not you, and I'm not Rosalie. My opinion, Walter, is not, how shall I say it, is not formed by my feelings only. But by my longer experience, believe me, Walter. But at your age and Rosalie's age, you still think experience counts for nothing. All right. Maybe you're right. But all I want is one promise from you. And I think Mr. Goldberg is asking Rosalie for the same promise. I just want to say, give yourselves a chance to know each other. To really know what it is you feel for each other. You must be sure, Walter, that Rosalie isn't an excuse to fight your mother. And Rosalie must be sure that she's in love with you and not with love. And you can come to my house to and fro and as a friend and never feel that just because you told Rosalie you love her, I mean... If you should find out that you made a mistake and that Rosalie did likewise, that we would feel or that we would think that you made any final promises, you must both feel free to give yourselves time to know each other. All right?
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Goldberg.
You're welcome. Rosalie? Come in, Rosalie.
Walter?
Yes, Mr. Goldberg.
May I see you a moment, please?
Yes. Excuse me.
What'd you say to her, Mama, darling? What'd you say to Walter?
nothing, Rosalie.
You must have said something. What did you say? Tell me, Mama, darling.
I didn't say anything, Rosalie, darling. Nothing important. I said that he's welcome. He's welcome and we're glad and he can come to and fro from the house and so on.
I'm so happy, Mama, darling. Everything is so perfect now.
It all depends.
It can't help being wonderful. There's no one to quarrel with him, no one to object, no one to fight.
Rosalie, darling, listen to me a moment. Listen to Mama.
Don't warn me against anything, Mama, darling. Don't say anything. All I know is that I'm happy and that Walter is here and that all those who envied us or wanted to make us feel bad are gone.
Except yourself.
Ourselves?
Yes, Rosalie, yourself. Where feelings are concerned, a person's enemy is always himself and a person's friend is always himself.
But when you're in love, your best friend is your feelings.
Rosalie, don't take too much for granted yet, mein Kind. Don't build a bridge before you come to the river, and don't cross the river until you build the bridge. You know what you feel, and I know what you feel. But what Walter feels is still a mystery.
But, Mama, darling, you hear...
Let Mama talk, Rosalie. Let Mama talk. Walter is here now in this house. He's in Lastonbury, maybe for a while, maybe for always. But it may not mean the same to him that it means to you. A person sometimes starts to do a thing and it involves him more and more until he's doing something maybe more than he wanted
but
to do.
But, Mama, darling, Walter gave up Norma. He gave up his family. He gave up all the money and everything. He gave it up for me.
I don't know, darling. He gave it up. Maybe it was for you. And if it was, all right. Wonderful, fine. But until you're sure, darling, until you're positive...
I am positive. I know it. Walter gave up everything for me, just because of me. And that proves that he meant what he said when he said he loved me. I know it, Mama, darling. I know it the way I know I'm alive.
Who is alive?
I am, Papa, darling. Where's Walter?
Talking to Sammy. What?
All
what
right,
are you kissing, Lizzie?
Right.
I'm so happy, Papa, darling. I'm so happy.
Well, Molly... What do you think?
What I hoped for, it isn't, Jake. Very far from what I want. Or wanted. Very far.
And that distrust which Molly feels is not just a mother's realization that her daughter has grown up. What this disturbance can become, Molly is soon going to see. You know, I can sympathize with you ladies who've been using soaps that only do a halfway job on dishes. Because if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on safety for your hands. And if you use a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. But here's the dishwashing news you've been waiting for. Now you can say goodbye to those halfway soaps because New Does is here. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap has everything for dishes. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. That's right. This same Does that does everything in your wash goes all the way on dishes, too. Notice how nice and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, Does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Does. It cuts even frying pan grease without hard scouring. Just try it today. You can tell by the suds how different Does is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.